Welcome to the Raging Rhino Podcast. This is podcast number 126. My name is John. Someone tried to tell me something. Don't let the world bring you down. Nothing will do me in before I do myself. So save it for your own and the ones you can help. Put the safety on your triggers and listen with both ears. Black lives matter. It is wrong that an inordinate number of black lives are ended in confrontations with police. It is also inexcusable for a trained police officer to take the life of George Floyd, who was subdued and helpless on the ground. As discussed in my previous podcast, there must be immediate and definitive reforms to end this blatant misuse of force. What happened to George Floyd should never happen in America again. Blue lives matter. It is wrong to paint all police officers as evil. These men and women have chosen to be protectors of law-abiding citizens, and that is an honorable profession. Good cops should have the right to defend themselves from criminals. All lives matter. What happened to George Floyd should never happen in America again to any person of any color. I understand that 24% of people killed by cops are black, but that means another 76% are victims who aren't black, and they deserve justice too. If police brutality is responsible, then let's work to correct the problem for all people. Taken just at face value, do you know anyone who should have a problem with any of those thoughts? No, take the politics out of it. Take all the deep cut examination of statistics out of it. Like I said, put the safety on your triggers. Do you have a problem with any of those statements? You shouldn't. Taken at face value, all of these factions have valid points. All of these factions have legitimate claim to their concerns. All of these factions could be working together to make this country a better place. But all of these factions are purposefully choosing not to. The sad fact of the matter is, they're all correct to some degree or another. But they're all so blinded by their rigid dogma that they can't see the common fucking ground they're all standing on. Or perhaps they're not so much blinded as having their attention diverted from that common ground by people and factions with their own agendas. The rank and file of these groups fail to see the cancerous elements that have easily infiltrated their causes. Or perhaps those elements were always there, but the rank and file are so enamored by the message, they are myopic. The Black Lives Matter movement has allowed in Marxist and left-wing fascists into their movement, promoting violence and hatred. The Blue Lives Matter movement has allowed corporatist right-wing fascists into their movement, promoting an even stronger police state. The All Lives Matter movement has allowed imperialist right-wing fascists into their movement, promoting racial segregation and distrust. And what do we get from our government? We get a president that bumbles around, barely coherent, threatening to use force on citizens who don't fall in line. Then we get a bunch of attention whores in the Democratic leadership who can't resist a virtue signaling photo op all getting together and kneeling. Plus, they're wearing kente stoles. Okay. This was so unbelievable. I had to do my own research to find out if it was legitimate. I'm telling you, I thought for sure it was right-wing propaganda bullshit. Kente cloth was traditionally worn by the people of the Asante Empire from an area that is now Ghana. The Asante were well known for taking prisoners during wars with fellow tribes and turning them into slaves. Yes, in order to look pious to the rest of the world, the Democrat leadership put themselves in the same pose as the cop who killed George Floyd while wearing the garb of notorious slave owners. Keep that in mind. I'll get back to it in just a second. Did you notice that all the Caucasian members stood in front while the black lives were put in the back? To all these cancerous elements on either side of the political aisle, no lives matter. Your life doesn't matter. You are a means to an end. You are a resource to be exploited. Your vote matters so that the exploiters can gain and retain power. Your taxes matter so the exploiters may fund their imperialist, communist, or fascist plans. Your only requirement is to remain ignorant enough to trust the exploiters and hate your fellow citizens they tell you to hate. You want to tear down statues because they are monuments to racism? You're playing right into the exploiters' hands. You tear these things down and you hide the truth of history. You hide those truths, and in a generation or two, you will have, ironically, whitewashed over facts future generations will need to know. You're doing exactly what they want you to do. Hide their awful truth. The exploiters are the ones who want you to hide it because they don't want people to think about their past and their actions. Destroy the racist monuments of the Confederacy and you no longer give people a reason to think about how they got there. Monuments erected by the ruling political party at the time, resenting their loss and exploitation by the North after the Civil War. That political party secretly formed an intimidation force that operated with impunity throughout the South. And while that initial force died out after a decade, new iterations came back while that political party retained power in the South. The political party was the Democrat Party. And the intimidation force they secretly created was the Ku Klux Klan. That same party, seeing the changing societal views turning against them, suddenly changed their facade to claim they were for minorities. Of course, they proclaimed themselves to be the only ones who could solve the problems minorities were facing under the perpetual guise of everyone is opposing you. When what they really mean is you're not good enough, and only we superior people can lead you to prosperity. They created scheme after scheme to help those minorities with the promise to make things better. Yet after generations of these schemes, all we are told is how unequal things are, how much of a gap there is from the poor to the wealthy, and how those people who are supposed to be helped are still in dire straits. It's almost as if all these plans were put in place to placate people and give them a false sense of empowerment while at the same time making them dependent and subservient to the political party that claimed to be helping. See, now that photo op symbolism of the party leadership makes sense to me. You want to take down monuments? Take down the monumental failure of the Democrat Party. Oh, you think the other side is any better? When was the last time a Republican president lowered the debt? I know, no president has done that, but don't you think that the party of fiscal responsibility would have at least tried to do it by now? The debt increases just as bad under Republican administrations as it does under the Democrats, if not worse. Oh, and let's not forget that it was during a Republican administration that we assisted the British in overthrowing the Iranian government. Just look up Operation Ajax already. That led to a generation of Iranian citizens hating us, which later regained power and held our citizens hostage for over a year in the late 70s. The hostilities with Iran led to an alliance with Saddam Hussein in Iraq, who would oppress his own people and later turn on the U.S. by invading Kuwait. This and other alliances with Middle East dictators caused many of their people to hate us, which later leads to 20 terrorists crashing planes into the World Trade Center buildings, the Pentagon, and a failed attempt crashing in Pennsylvania. Now we are on a near two-decade war that has cost us our tax money, and more importantly, the lives of thousands of our fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, brothers, and sisters. Oh, but don't you question those deaths. Don't you question the validity of the wars. Don't question the strategy of our leaders. Just stand up when the anthem plays, cover your heart, and sing, because that is the beginning and the end of patriotism as far as they're concerned. To top it all off, our leaders have continually screwed the proverbial pooch and birthed this era of terror. Yet we have our right to privacy and civil liberties eroded by the Patriot Act. And yes, I know that the subsequent Democrat administration had no problem continuing it. And since we're back on the most recent Democrat administration, and we're just finished with Pride Month, I'd like to remind everyone that when North Carolina passed legislation by the vote of the people to prevent same-sex marriage, President Barack Obama sat in an interview that very evening where he gave severely wishy-washy support for same-sex marriage, while at the same time supporting the rights of the citizens of North Carolina to vote to prevent it. That man was never your ally. But you're too blinded by your political propaganda to see it. I know, I'm all over the map right now. Because all this shit is related or connected. These two political parties don't give a shit about your life. They care about your vote to give them power. And they care about your money to fill their pockets. They want you hating. They want you hating your fellow citizens. They want you distrusting your fellow citizens. They want you tattling on people who don't fall into goose step with their latest edict. They want you fearful. I saw a photo on social media with a white woman holding up a poster. Normally, I would just say woman, but I think her skin color is important in this case. It was quite wordy, but the gist of it was, if she witnessed a loved one killed the way George Floyd was killed, she would burn down her neighborhood as well. I just don't get why somebody would say that. As far as I'm concerned, that is an egregious case of virtue signaling. If something ever happened to my Gina, if a cop killed her, if anyone killed her, I would be hell-bent on taking revenge against the ones who committed the crime. I would want the blood of the perpetrators. I would take their lives with my own hands if I could. I would not take my anger out on innocent people and their property. Put your anger where anger is due. If you go around helter-skelter destroying property and ruining innocent people's lives, you're no better than the bad guys. If you listen to this podcast long enough, you know I love song lyrics. You may enjoy a tune or a melody, but I listen to words. I want to understand what message the songwriter is trying to convey. There's a great line from the 60s protest song, For What It's Worth, by Buffalo Springfield. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. The problem this time around is everybody's half right. You can march and preach and dump all over social media about your particular point of view, and in your particular bubble, your points are valid. There's more to this than you understand, and you are so myopic to your singular point that you don't realize the dangerous elements you allow to infiltrate and usurp your cause. I guess I should apologize. I'm sorry I don't just fall in lockstep with your preferred political and media propaganda. I'm sorry I don't blindly believe the latest news story you shared. I'm sorry I look up raw data to see if the story you posted is accurate. I'm sorry I listen to other people's opinions, even those of your fellow citizens who you call enemy. I'm sorry for daring to pay attention and noticing the hypocrisy coming from both sides of the political aisle. Bullshit. I'm not sorry. Not sorry for any of that. I guess I'm supposed to apologize, but I won't. You see, they all want you to apologize these days. They want you to apologize for saying a word they don't like. They want you to apologize for not going along with their ceremonies and traditions. They can slaughter my sacred cows before my very eyes and not give a single fuck about my feelings. I'm supposed to shut my mouth and let them destroy whatever liberty they want. But one misstep around them and they will do everything they can to destroy you. They'll even dig into your past, pull some thoughtless, idiotic jokes you wrote a decade ago, and get you fired from your job. I call it putting a James Gunn to your head. And your co-workers will be the ones to pull the trigger. Ain't that right, Hartley Sawyer? Children used to say, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Today we have so-called adults who are too emotionally fragile to hear a word they don't like. Look, I'm a libertarian. I don't believe in harming other people. I'm never purposefully looking to hurt others. But people being hurt over words said in jest is the emotional equivalent of children on a playground where one accidentally bumps into another, knocking them down and causing a skinned knee. Yeah, it hurts. Yeah, it stings. Suck it up and get back to playing. And pretty soon, you realize it wasn't near as bad as you made it out to be when you went crying to your mommy. In fact, if you grow your skin thick enough, you'll end up playing with the kid that accidentally knocked you down and becoming friends. I guess that's too much maturity to ask from people today. I'm not going to apologize for wanting to live my life on my terms. not dictated by your left-wing morality and not dictated by your right-wing morality. Now we have people rejoicing over the fact that there is another wave of COVID happening across the nation. They're rejoicing simply because that proves them right that there would be a second wave. Do you get it yet? When you're so desperate to prove your ideology to be correct that you take pleasure in the news of suffering, you're too far gone. It's time you sit down with a professional and figure out what is wrong with you. I am tired of these fear gluttons stuffing themselves on their preferred media propaganda, then regurgitating their panic on the rest of us. My mom will be turning 80 soon. In fact, by the time this podcast gets published, she will have hit that milestone. It has been our tradition, since she doesn't like staying out late, to take her out for lunch on her birthday. Since she's never going to turn 80 again, we had been looking forward to this for quite some time, and a few relatives wanted to be included. I called her up a couple of weeks ago and asked her about some kind of alternate celebration, maybe bringing lunch to her at home so she's not out in public. She was quite insistent on going out together. She said she goes out to the grocery store and to the church anyway, so she wants to go out with us to a restaurant. When I pressed the issue that she was in a high-risk category and we wanted her around, she poignantly told me, and I know I'm not going to get this exactly right, but I'm going to try. I'm 80 years old, and I don't know how much longer I will have with or without this COVID nonsense. I want to go out. I'd rather risk dying from going out with my family than living the time I had left wishing I had celebrated with everyone. Maybe it's the ornery old lady talking. Maybe it's the fifth generation Texan talking. Either way, I am happy to honor her request. Seems like way too many people care more about simply existing than they are about truly living. I tell you what, all you people who are afraid of contracting the disease, just stay home. Don't go out. Anywhere. Any interaction with another person is a risk. So if you are truly fearful of it spreading, then just stay home and continue to exist. But get the fuck off the back of those of us who are willing to take the risk. Let businesses make the choice. Let them post specifically how they will operate their business and let the rest of us choose to live how we want to. Since you're so goddamn happy that people are getting sick anyway, you'll be positively giddy when we've shuffled off this mortal coil and don't have to deal with the likes of you anymore. I grow weary of this world. I am not hopeful for the future of this country, the land of the free, home of the brave. I've stated before that we are, for all intents and purposes, a national socialist country at this point. The socialist movement has enthralled so many useful idiots that if I were a betting man, I would lay good money that this country will be full socialist within two generations. I'd like for you to prove me wrong. I'd like for you to prove to me that there is still hope for freedom. I'd like for you to prove to me that this country can be saved. As of right now, I think it's over. I am just raging against the dying of the light. The individual freedoms promised in our Constitution are gone. The natural rights inherent to our existence are under continual assault. What's worse is our fellow citizens advocate for these rights to be taken away and vote for politicians who seek to do just that. I mean, just take a look at our Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Here we are, 4th of July weekend. What is it our Bill of Rights says? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You have read the reports of people being arrested for choosing of their own free will to risk getting together with other members of their congregation, haven't you? Or abridging the freedom of speech. Well, I mentioned last month how the mayor of San Antonio will have his constituents investigated for hate crimes if they dare to include the country of origin as part of the name for this current pandemic. So, you are allowed to call it COVID or coronavirus, but if you include the place where this current strain broke out into pandemic, China, you are now targeted. I've never called it anything but COVID or coronavirus. But draconian shit like that scares the fuck out of me, and it ought to scare the fuck out of you too. Or of the press. Well, fuck, we got left-wingers wanting to shut down Fox News and right-wingers wanting to shut down MSNBC, CNN, and the rest. But the bullshit with the news media, that's for another podcast. Maybe one very soon. That's foreshadowing, baby. Or the right of the people to peacefully assemble. I just told you, people can't peacefully assemble in their churches if they choose to. So there's that. They just shut down bars again in San Antonio because they're getting blamed for the new wave of COVID. So, no karaoke for me for a while. Funny, though, that you can still go to a bar that is part of a restaurant, but I guess restaurants have more pull with the city of San Antonio and their politicians. San Antonians of your own free will cannot get together with more than 9 other people without risking being fined, or worse, by the authorities. Of course, if you get together with a bunch of people to protest something that the politicians can exploit to their advantage, you are most certainly allowed to get together. Of course, all those people together couldn't possibly have spread COVID. No, no, not a chance. The media said so. The right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean, that's just a no-brainer, isn't it? That is the natural right that people not only want to take away from you, they won't even be shy about it. I'll let you in on a little secret here. I advocate heavily for the Second Amendment, but I myself do not own a gun. That may be changing soon. And think about it. We have a police state in flux. We have a bunch of people demanding police forces be disbanded. Now, I'm wary of any government group with powerful weapons, more powerful than what I can get my hands on. But how will the law-abiding, peaceful citizens protect themselves? I can't trust them to protect me. I sure as hell want to be prepared in case a bunch of fucking Marxists want to spread their fascism. I'm going to have to protect myself. Oh, and if they do somehow manage to get rid of local law enforcement, what then? We have an old crotchety imperialist president who has been constantly threatening to just send out some agents of force to whatever part of the country is having trouble. Seattle's fucked up? Send out the National Guard. Trouble on the border? Send out the National Guard. How easily can that devolve into the American Gestapo? And the only thing that frightens me more then a Republican in charge of the Gestapo is a Democrat in charge of the Gestapo. Goddamn, people, that's just the first two amendments. Some of the most basic and obvious rights. No one amendment is more important than the others, but when they started thinking about those rights, those were the first ones they put down on paper. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave? No. The answer is no. Not that the banner no longer waves, but that the land is no longer free. We certainly aren't the land of the free anymore. And brave? Most people aren't even brave enough to have their dogma challenged by an opposing point of view. Put the safeties on your triggers and listen with both ears. This is not the land of the free. This is not the home of the brave. Why are we still celebrating the 4th of July when there is no independence? This is the Raging Rhino Podcast. You'll hear from me again.